The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I did something. I haven't done it in a while. I sent a postcard. I do have a few left. So, you know, what, roughly, maybe 100. Because of circumstances, I lost my stride of doing it because George's birthday is coming up. A card was sent to Jim Cross specifically to ask him to tell George, please tell George happy birthday, since I have been censored from him by my wife for years. His dad loves him and his mom. So that went in the mail today, and I'll probably send a card directly to him and get it back. But anyway, George is my son. A lot of things happened, but just one thing. Because, I mentioned I was reading Isaiah 29, and one of the things that happens is once, you start getting familiar with this passage, that passage, one reminds you of another. 29:14, therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with this people, with wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and discernment of the discerning shall be hidden. So often you'll find in the scripture, words are kind of used repetitively in a slightly different form or tense. And, so wonder upon wonder. And I thought about that because obviously back in March 24th of 2019, a few years ago, I did a video, Habakkuk and Fiddler on the Roof, because Habakkuk 1:5, look among the nations, see and wonder and be astonished, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. So those are the ESV. But wonder and be astonished, it literally is, as I described, wonder, basically repeated, slightly different tense. But, and so you see this, I saw this in the ESV, wonder upon wonder. And indeed, if you look at the Hebrew, it is the same word, slightly different tense, repeated. If you look at the Greek, it's a different word, it's a different prefix on the word, but it's the same base word, repeated. So, I find those things interested because there's a poetry to the Bible, and I think there's a way to make emphasis by using expressions like that. But the important thing is, when I did that video in 2019 about Habakkuk, because when I saw the fact that wonder or was repeated, it reminded me of the song Wonder of Wonders from the song from Fiddler on the Roof. And so I actually use that song, and there's a copyright notice from YouTube on there. But anyway, because I dropped in the clips from the video. The thing that was so important to me is that, when Fiddler on the Roof came out in the 60s, it was a big deal, as a stage play. It was a big deal. It made a lot. And I remember, growing up in Santa Barbara, California, my parents would occasionally, a couple times, 2-3 times a year, would drive to Las Vegas, and of course with their son in tow. I don't think I ever did it with my sister, because there's only two of us, and she's like 7 years older than me, or 8 years, whatever. But so we went, and I remember being at this driving by. I don't think I've been in the Caesar's Palace many times, but I think during that time we only drove by. But it has kind of a roundish front, or what it used to be. I don't know what it looks like now. And it was kind of a brick with big holes in it. So it isolated the actual building. It gave you a little barrier. So the windows of the rooms were behind this, so you'd look through these, these big bricks with huge holes in them. And what that allowed them to do is behind, between the windows of the building and this facade, they put some kind of black barrier, and in huge letters spelled out Fiddler, because they were performing that there at the Caesars Palace in Las Vegas in the 1960s. Late 60s, I think that's right. It may have been early 70s. I'm pretty sure it was late 60s. But, you know, and then eventually I saw the movie. And that song hit me back then. Wonder of Wonder, Miracle of Miracles. Something about, something I thought could never be, God has granted you to me. This was the tailor being granted this lady as his wife. And that sunk in with me. Because many years later, decades later, that's what I felt. Beyond question, that's what I felt when Dorothy Jane was granted to me as my wife. It's wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles. And I still celebrate that miracle this day. For over two decades, I had her by my side. There was what I thought was a mutual love. But again, as I pointed out, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never ends. It appears something ended with her. So obviously, if it did end, it wasn't love. You know, I have been concerned, and I've asked before, did she fall in love with a guy who could make a lot of money? Or the pro-life activist striving to follow Christ? But, you know, the most miraculous miracle of all, God has given you to me. A man in love has that kind of attitude. I'm in love with my wife. To this day, I'm in love with my wife. My lady, my wife, wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God has given you to me. And as Romans 7 points out, you're mine until my death. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.